Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Thank you all so much for being here on yet another episode of Unstuck. Happy and grateful to have you here as always by popular demand. And I'm talking popular, very, very popular demand. I'm dedicating a whole podcast episode to crystals, healing crystals, these rocks, some of you may think of them, that are beautiful and people have them all around, people use them, people wear them, and you're like, what the heck is the point of these rocks? Why are these rocks magical? And I'm going to share that with you today. Before we get into it, do want to remind you all, I think now may be a good time, now that we are in summer, now that we are kind of slowly blossoming out of quarantine, very carefully and responsibly, but now that we are able to have a little bit more potentially normal, quote unquote, lives, it might be a good time to check your autopilot. Check and see if you are in autopilot mode. If you have let some of this mindset work slide while we were in quarantine, while things were up in arms and crazy, and there was just a totally different life in front of us for that time being, understandably, you may have lost some of your mojo, some of your mindset mojo, we'll call it, and gotten into a new place of stagnancy, of autopilot mode, of just going through the motions of life, getting really involved in your inner critic voice, your inner mean girl, we call it sometimes here, and kind of letting that internal chatter rule your day. If that's the case, remember, I have a 7-day autopilot challenge. It's completely free. You get one email from me every day for 7 days, and it has about 5 to 15 minute task for you for that day to get you out of autopilot mode. You can head to seanminer.com/autopilot-challenge and take that 7-day challenge to heart. If you've already done it, you can go back and do it again and see if things have gotten better for you, or if you just need some refresher and reminder, that would be cool too. But that's available for you, seanminer.com/autopilot-challenge. Okay, crystals. I have a disclaimer for you, which I feel like I do in quite a few episodes, but here we go with it. I'm not remotely a crystal expert. I have been using crystals for a while, probably a few years now, and only recently have I felt the desire to get more educated on the history and the uses and specific combinations that you can use, things like that. I've gotten more into it recently, but this will definitely be a 101 level explanation of crystals, and I do hope to have someone who is an expert come on the show and we can do a little bit more of, you know, a specific uses of healing crystals and combinations and crystal grids. And there's just so much there, which seems crazy because it is just a simple stone, but there's so much more to it. And I'd love to get into that in the future. But let's start with 101 level. First of all, what are crystals and how do they work? This was a really important one that I didn't really even fully understand right away when I began using them. I knew they had kind of a quote unquote power or magic to them, but I didn't take the time to really truly understand what that power was or where it came from. And now that I do, it just resonates with me so much. And it resonates with the work that we do here so much. I think a lot of you are going to see how this can be a really important piece to your mindset and spiritual journey. Crystals are stones that come directly from the earth. And because they come directly from the earth and they've been around for millions of years, they have a certain energy, a similar energy to what we feel when we're in nature, or, you know, we hug a tree or we do some grounding. They are of the earth, so they have that element to them. So, of course, just like everything else in the world, crystals are made up of energy, and they have a very distinct and strong vibrational energy. And each crystal has a unique energy based on its structure. We won't get into, there are six different structures that can be found within a crystal, and that kind of determines their capability. We're not going to get into those. That's a little into the weeds. That may come in crystals 102, but we're going to stick with the 101 level stuff today. So every crystal has this unique energy, and the energy of crystals affects the energy of everything around it, everything surrounding it, including, of course, human energy, which is where it becomes a nice tool to add to your energetic toolbox. This is called entrainment. So entrainment is defined as the ability of one vibrational system to affect another vibrational system, so they end up moving in sync with each other. Entrainment has been shown, there's a case, it's a study actually, that you may have heard of before, where grandfather clocks were placed in the same room together. They were swinging at different frequencies and just doing their own thing. And then over time, they began to swing in sync. Their pendulum started swinging in sync with each other. That is entrainment. And the same thing happens between our bodies and crystals. Crystals naturally have a higher vibration than the human body. So they're going to raise the vibration of the body. Although it's important to note, and we'll talk about this later, the vibration of the crystal is also going to lower a bit as well. It will naturally start to lower that vibration as it responds, that entrainment that happens with your body. And we'll talk about how we can raise that back up, kind of cleanse it and recharge it in a moment. So as we know, increasing our vibration is healing to our body, to our mind, to our soul. It helps us spiritually. It helps mentally and emotionally. It is important. We want, as spiritual and energetic beings, to raise our vibration. And so this is what makes crystals the powerhouses they are for all aspects of healing. You can use crystals to balance your energy flow, to increase energy, to unblock energy, to absorb negative energy. They are just so, so powerful. Crystals can help balance the energy of your physical body and work on specific ailments and pain, things like that. My partner has used crystals for her intense menstrual cramps. I've used crystals for some pain I was experiencing, some kind of muscle cramping pain. You can use things for that, headaches and migraines. It works for things like that. So many uses for your physical ailments. Crystals can help balance the energy of your mental and emotional body for things like stress, anxiety, depression, grief, lack of motivation or lack of focus and clarity, increased joy and presence. I use crystals often for work, even just if I need more clarity or if I need more focus, if I just want to feel more aligned, I will have crystals on my desk or at my workstation. I think they are also so, so good for stress relief too. And crystals can help balance the energy of your spiritual body to aid in things like understanding and letting go of your limiting beliefs, understanding and building compassion, understanding and building self-love, which things we've talked about here recently, forgiveness is also a really important one. And a really fun one is the ability of crystals to facilitate the connection with your intuition and higher power. So you can actually use crystals to build up that connection system that you have with both your inner being, but also the universe or source or whatever you call your higher power. I think one of the most powerful things too, besides all of the stuff I just mentioned, which is already mind-blowing, if you ask me, but crystals hold our intentions. So we can actually give our crystals, and we should be giving our crystals a specific purpose. You can and should be telling your crystals what to do for you, having them work for you, which is where I think a lot of people go wrong. They purchase their crystals and, you know, start meditating with them or keeping them in their pocket, but they don't ever set the intention. And I think that's one of the reasons why you may not feel something right away is because you haven't set your intention. And we're going to talk about that here shortly. First, let's discuss taking care of your crystals. As I mentioned, crystals have this vibrational energy that will slowly alter itself in the vicinity of a different energetic vibration, such as your body, or even just being in your home or sitting on your desk or being in your closet, wherever, it will naturally start to shift its vibration. And so we need to make sure that we are regularly cleansing and recharging our crystals. You can do that through sun or moonlight. I think those are great ways to do that. Just make sure it's at least 4 hours in the sun or moon, and preferably a full moon when it is brightest and most kind of quote unquote potent would be a great thing. And I think that's actually a really good reminder, is just every full moon, put out your crystals, put out your crystals, put out your crystals. That gets you into a really good rhythm and routine in cleansing and recharging your crystals. Sage and Palo Santo, so burning both of those and using the smoke to cleanse the crystals, are also great tools. And you can even bury them either outside or even just in your plants for a few days. Cover them in dirt because, of course, they are of the earth. So this will help them to cleanse and recharge. So keep them in your plants or out in your backyard or something like that for a few days and make sure they're covered in dirt. All right, now let's move on to what to do if you want to get started with crystals. If this is something that's kind of new to you, but you're really interested and you'd like to get started, what is the first step? So for me, first things first, find a reputable shop. Of course, there are going to be places that are, you know, manufacturing crystals, man-made crystals, fake things out there. We don't want that. We want crystals that actually came from the earth. You will find them polished. You will find them more raw and rigid. I'm not exactly sure what the correct term for that is right now, but you will find variations. What we do want to make sure, though, is that there is a place that you trust that sells crystals that are properly charged and energized. So obviously they came from the earth. I prefer myself a local shop. I would recommend doing a search in your area to see if you can find a local shop that sells crystals that you can physically go into and be able to see and touch and feel the crystals there. I think that's really the best option. So hopefully you have something like that nearby. If not, there are plenty of crystal shops online. I have to tell you, as of right now, I don't personally know of any large shops. I do often look at My Metaphysical Maven. She's someone I recommend you follow too. You can find her on Instagram, but you can also go to her website. She is a smaller shop and doesn't have all the crystals readily available, which I actually prefer. I like the smaller feel of that. So you can see if she has anything that resonates with you right now if you don't have something local. So My Metaphysical Maven, I will link to that in the show notes, but that's something that you can look to. I have yet to find a bigger crystal retailer online that I fully trust enough to share with you. You could even potentially Google like best places for crystals online and do your own research, see if there's anything as you go through these places. You will feel, if you trust them, if you feel like they are a good shop, you'll know. we have to use our intuition with this a little bit. But like I said, first step is always going to be local if you can. And I know some places we're not quite shopping yet, and that may be the case for you. If so, just you can potentially get in contact with them and see if they're willing to do like a private thing for you or whatever, or wait until the shop is back open and it's safe. What I also would recommend too is if you aren't super knowledgeable yet about the specific crystals and their purposes, I would say to hold off a little bit on educating yourself. I'm going to share a few with you today that I think are really great starters, but I would actually really encourage you to buy a few crystals strictly based on your intuition. So keep your knowledge relatively broad and just go in and see what crystals, and this is if you're local, of course, but you can also do it online just based on the pictures and what really calls to you visually. But just go in with complete openness and see which ones you're drawn to. So like I said, yes, visually, you'll have some that catch your eye more than others, but also you can hold it and feel how it feels if you can actually get into a shop. How does that crystal feel in your hand? Put it in your non-dominant hand and you can experience kind of the vibration, the feeling that it has for your body and see how that feels. And if it feels good, great. If it doesn't, if you don't like that energy or it doesn't call to you or whatever, it's not your crystal. There's a saying out there in the crystal world that we don't choose crystals, crystals choose us. And so if you do your first crystal shopping experience, and really any crystal shopping experience beyond that, with that mentality, you will notice that the crystals do choose you. You will eye a certain crystal, you will have that feeling about it, it will feel good to you, and you'll know that one is right. And it may not even necessarily, when you do find out the typical use for that crystal, it may not resonate with what you think you need. But remember, our energy has a different goal a lot of times. So you have to trust that it's what you, your inner being, the universe, what all of those pieces of you know that you need. So it is for your highest good. And I do want to just say quickly, because I've also had a lot of questions of like, how do I know, am I supposed to feel something with my crystals? And I will say for me, I do feel the energy of my crystal. If I'm holding it in my hand, sometimes it feels like a vibration, like I do feel it almost buzzing in my hand, or it will get really warm really fast. And that's another way that I can feel its energy. So it kind of depends on the crystal. It depends on your energy and just, of course, the combination of the two energies. But be open to experiencing that. And if you don't feel anything, that's okay. It doesn't mean the crystal's dead or you're dead or anything, or your energies aren't a match. That's okay. It may just be that you need a little bit more time with that crystal and it will start showing up. So I do want to just give that you can definitely feel the vibration of the crystal, but you don't necessarily always feel it. So it doesn't mean that something's wrong. Another thing is you may not feel like physically the vibration or the warmth or anything like that, but you may experience a change in your energy. You might feel calmer, more peaceful. You might have more clarity or more focus. You might feel more energized. You do have a change in your experience, and it's just up to you to notice. So I think that's something that we have to take advantage of in noticing and not expecting it to necessarily be this like huge shift and like, oh, all of a sudden I was super stressed out and now I want to go take a nap. It might not be that. It might, and that would be cool too, but it might be a more subtle shift that you experience. But because you're looking for this like massive thing, that's actually not what your body needs right then. It just needs this subtle shift, but you're looking for this big thing, so you're not experiencing or you're not noticing what's actually going on. So regardless, go with it. go with your selection of your crystals and know that that is the crystal that is needed for your highest good in that moment. And even if you start getting a little bit of a crystal collection and you think you go into your meditation or your day thinking you need to put this crystal in your pocket or, you know, hold it while you're in meditation. But then once you get to your crystal stash, something else calls to you, go with that. Always go with your intuition. So, okay, now we've gone in, we've purchased some crystals, we've seen what has called to us. From there, once you've had that experience, that initial experience of just going with your intuition, I think it is nice after that point to start learning more about what crystals work for which specific challenges you're facing. And then you can let that be a guide for you too, just so that you are starting to build a crystal collection that goes with what you commonly face as far as challenges or frustrations or ailments or whatever. You can learn more, but again, keep that intuition at the forefront. And as you're building your crystal stash, the right ones will find you. Just know that. I do want to share what I consider to be the top five starter crystals. You may not agree. You may find someone else on the internet or on the Instagram that doesn't agree. That is totally fine. But this is a list that I have just kind of created over the years of learning more about crystals and what I've seen commonly to be the most highly regarded, most powerful crystals, most used crystals. So that's how I came up with this. The first one is probably the most common crystal, and that is clear quartz. It's clear, as I'm sure you could guess. That is how you can typically spot it. It is clear. But it's known as the amplifier crystal. So it amplifies both your intention, whatever intention you have set for that stone, but it also amplifies the power of other crystals when you have them paired, when you have them in combination. So it's really something that can almost be seen as like a speeder, a longer type crystal. Like if you really need some help, really need some relief, really need some clarity or some calm or some sleep, whatever you might be using a crystal for, you can amplify that ability, that power that it has with the clear quartz. But I actually really like it just as an intention holder and to be something that I use in my meditation to amplify that intention. Amethyst is another one. It's a great calming stone. So this is one that really works if you do have stress or even if you're dealing with insomnia or just having poor sleep, you can use amethyst as a great tool for that. You can place it next to your bed or under your pillow. Amethyst, as you might know, is a purple hue. So you can look for that. Citrine is a bright yellow, typically, and that is the stone of motivation, optimism, and manifestation. So we talk about manifestation quite a bit here on Unstuck, and citrine would probably be my go-to if I were doing a visualization or writing in my journal, anything that I do for manifestation purposes. I would amplify that or use the energy of citrine to help with that. Also great too, if you to have on your desk, if you struggle with motivation during your workday, great to put on your desk or just have in your pocket, have close to you if you are having struggles with motivation at work. Rose quartz is typically seen as, it's pink, and it's typically seen as the stone of love, of connection. So a lot of people use this to amplify their partnerships, their romance, but it's also so good to help with unconditional love for self. So your self-love, but also unconditional love for others, of course, also great for forgiveness. These are all energies based in love. So that's what you can think about with rose quartz. acceptance, understanding, romance, connection with a partner, those kinds of things. And then lastly is black tourmaline, which is, yes, you guessed it, black. And this one, really, I like to use it as a way to absorb negativity, either my own or, around me, surrounding negativity. You can use it for that, but you can also use it as protection against negativity. So that is something that I think is really powerful for a lot of us, either if you're in a situation where you know you have negative energy coming your way at work or in a friendship or something like that, or if you're feeling negativity yourself, you can use some black tourmaline. These are the top five crystals that I think would be good starters beyond, like I said, what your intention calls to you. We're going to go over different ways to use them, and I'll kind of share how I use them. But first, I want to talk about that intention piece. So you've gotten your crystal stash going. Now you have to set an intention for those crystals. You have to give your crystals a job. They need a job. They want a job. First thing, of course, you have to consider your intention. So think of your intention as like setting a goal for what you want to improve with yourself or achieve in your life and why you want it. So the key here is to create your intent based on the present moment, what you want to see, but then putting that in a statement of presence. So for example, I am prosperous. I am patient, calm, and at peace. I am deeply in love. I have a strong connection with myself and my family. I am motivated and clear in direction. I am connected with my intuition and higher power. Negative energy is leaving my body. Those are all possibilities of some really great intentions, really great jobs for your crystals to help with. So you can see that they are probably things that you are seeking to experience and feel, but may not be there yet. However, we still put them in that present tense state. So when you have that statement, you are saying it from a place of it already being there. So what do you want that crystal to do for you? Figure that out. And especially once you get certain crystals based on their ability, of course, you'll probably want to tie your specific need to that crystal's power, which will enhance it. So find out what you want that crystal to do for you and make a statement around it. So then once you have that statement there, you are going to hold your crystal that you want to amplify with your intention in your dominant hand. So hold it in your dominant hand, which is also known as your giving hand, and then get into a quiet, present, meditative state if you can, but at minimum, take a few deep breaths, calm yourself, get present to the moment right now that you're in, and repeat that intention three times, either silently or out loud if you can. Repeat your intention while holding your crystal in your dominant hand. And then what I want you to do is almost visualize, not almost, definitely visualize that intention traveling through your physical body. So maybe it's starting at your toes, or maybe it's starting at the top of your head, wherever you can sense that intention. Maybe if it just came from your lips, you sense it starting at your mouth, traveling through your body, down your arm of your dominant hand, through your hand, and into the crystal. So as we repeat that intention three times, we visualize and we see it going into the crystal. And now our crystal holds our intention. Now it knows its job. It has its purpose. Okay. And then from there, you use them. You use your crystals. Now let's go over ways that you can use your crystals. These are basically all the ways that I have been finding as great ways to use them. There are probably more, but we'll just go over these. First off, hold them and or place them on your body during meditation. So you can put them either in your dominant or non-dominant hand, whether you need to give the crystal something. So if you need to release negative energy, you would want to put that in your giving hand so that you can give the negative energy to the crystal, which would probably be a black crystal, like a black tourmaline or black onyx, something like that. Or if you want to receive, if you want to receive love or calmness, peace, presence, intuitiveness, whatever you want to receive, you would put that in your non-dominant hand, which is your receiving hand. And then meditate. Quiet your mind, find stillness, find presence, and be with your crystals. Let your crystals do the work from there. Remember, they have an intention. You've set that intention, so it knows what to do. So you can do that, or you can place them on physical parts of your body. If you have a part that's in pain and you're using a crystal known to help with pain, if you are having issues with self-love, for example, you can place the rose quartz on your heart. So you can also use them on specific parts of your body. I would recommend learning a little bit more about that through some courses or books or even blog posts, so you know a little bit more about the connection between actual physical body parts and the corresponding stone, because there are some specific purposes and they really go along with the seven chakras of our body. And of course, we'll talk about chakras for sure coming up, but it's not going to be today because that would be a really long podcast episode. So we're going to save that. But the crystals are very much in correspondence with our chakras. So you can use them for those purposes. It would just take a little bit of Googling if you have a specific condition or ailment or something that you're working to achieve with your crystals. A simple Google search would tell you some of the uses for that in particular. But at minimum, hold them in your hand, as I suggested, and meditate. You can also place them around your home or office. So like I said, putting something on your desk if you need help with something in your workday or with your job. You can also place them all around your home depending on what you're looking to have guidance for in your home life. So that's another option. You can wear them as jewelry. I think a lot of people do this. You can wear them as bracelets or necklaces or anklets or rings or anything. And then obviously that becomes really close to your physical body and it will stick with you throughout the day, forever long you are wearing that piece of jewelry. And of course, they're cute and pretty and cool and fashionable. So that's helpful too. But we still do want to make sure that we're wearing the right crystals for what we need that day and not kind of clashing with what might be taking place. And also that we still give our intention to those crystals even when we're wearing them. So we're not just putting on what looks good with our outfit, but what do we really need that day and what is our intention for that day? And then basing our crystal selection on that. And then lastly, you can carry them in your purse or pocket. So again, they are very close to you. They're making their way throughout the day with you. Again, you want to just make sure you're choosing the right ones for what you need that day or what would be for your highest good that day, which of course, your intention will guide you. For me, I mainly use crystals in my meditation. That's kind of the biggest way for me to connect with my crystals because that's something that I do every day. And there is always usually an intention behind my meditation for that day. And it does change throughout the days, weeks, months, that intention changes. So the stone I need changes and the job I give it changes too. So as long as you, again, are focused on what calls to you in each day and you use that to your advantage, then you'll always know you're doing the right thing for what you need and what your energy needs right then and there. So the last thing I'll say is just, I think, you know, like I said, this is very basic 101 level, and I hope that it's gotten you at least to be curious about the power of crystals and maybe starting a little collection of your own. But from here, I would just recommend that you continue to learn more. So you can Google anything about crystals and find something. So you can go down that rabbit hole if you'd like, or I'm sure there's tons of videos on YouTube as well. But I also do recommend, I have two books. They're both by Karen Frazier that I think are really good for crystals. First one is Crystals for Beginners, and the next one is Crystals for Healing. So you can look for those. And then, like I mentioned, there are a lot of possibilities of accounts to follow on Instagram. You can check those out. The only one I follow as of right now is My Metaphysical Maven. I think she has some really great stuff and also a really great small little shop. So I'd recommend continuing to learn from her and finding others that resonate with you over there if you are on social media. And then lastly, I did recently buy some little tiny bracelets. I mean, they're not tiny as in they fit on your wrist, but the crystals are tiny little beads and they're really cute. So you can check that out at Tiny Rituals, they're called, and see if any of those resonate with you. Those are really the only ones I've ever purchased online, but it was during quarantine and I really needed some bracelets. So I did get some Tiny Rituals as crystals, so you can check that out too if you're looking for some bracelets or some jewelry. And I think that will do it for today's Crystals 101 lesson. I hope you got some value from this. I hope you learned something. And like I said, we will do Crystals 102, hopefully with an expert on the show here very soon. Because what I'd like to do, there are a lot of kind of crystal prescriptions that you can do for certain things. And it would take an expert who has done this with a lot of people to know certain prescriptions for specific kind of ailments or issues or problems we're facing. So I think that would be really fun to go over some of those. So look for that in a future episode of Unstuck. And until next time, please continue to send love to this show. Send your friends and family who could use this kind of work or would be interested in this kind of work in their life. Leave a review over on iTunes letting me know what you think of the show. It means so, so much to me and to the work we do here. So I appreciate every single one of you. And until next time, take care.